So Scott Hoag from the Microsoft Cloud IT Pro podcast. I'm sitting here with Victor Willen from Avanade. We're going to have a quick conversation about Teams. Victor built some really cool products for Teams, a Yeoman generator that does some things around app generation and being able to really contextualize Teams. So we want to kind of dive into that a little bit and chat about it. Victor, go ahead and introduce yourself, kind of tell everybody who you are, what you do, and then we'll get into it.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show. Yeah, I'm Victor from Avanade. I work in our global center of excellence for digital workplace. So my role now is more advisory to our clients. And I'm a long-time chef and MVP, developer by heart. And I find it really interesting with Teams, the way of to communicate with our peers within Avanade. And I really love that extensibility model that we have in here, that we can. So I spent quite some time with that. And Avanade was one of the first companies to roll out Teams broadly internally, and being on the beta before even the world knew about Teams.
You had some big call-outs in the keynotes and things, especially for being a consultancy, the kind of operational scale that's put in place there. So, I think they were talking about, you know, hundreds of thousands, you know, upwards of like 200,000-300,000 users in those environments and running through. So certainly a different way to work and put all that together.
Yeah. So and which is really cool with Teams, that I'm very proud of our IT security, which normal are stopping all this kind of stuff, but they saw an opportunity, saw something big coming in Teams. So they say, hey, let's start small, like a little bit shadowy to start with, but they went all in on that. And it's really cool to see the uptake for Teams and how it has affected the way we work together within a global company such as Avanade.
Awesome. So, you know, there's the core Teams constructs of, you know, we have high velocity chat, and now we're going to have integrations with Skype and one-to-ones and one-to-manys and PSTN calling. There's also that tab component to Teams, right? And being able to bring in external business processes, whether it's SharePoint sites or planner plans or Power BI dashboards. But you also wrote some tooling with the Yeoman generator, Yo Teams, that I believe one of the teams picked up. They actually brought it in the official Microsoft GitHub repos. And can you kind of talk a little bit about that and kind of the value add and what that's providing to Teams?
Absolutely. So that's one of the things that I really like about Teams. It's not just the communication channel. It's more, I think Dan Stevenson said it's his cloud OS. I see it as my desktop for 365. That's where I want to work. And you have all these extensibility points here. Tabs is one of them. You can integrate with bots and have them augment information into your conversation. There's compose extensions. There are connectors. There's a lot of things to add your line of business data into your conversation. And the team working on that, they had the extensibility point, but they didn't have any good tooling to actually do this kind of create a project for you. And I also fall in love with Node.js and TypeScript, so of course I had to make my own generator, because there was so much plumbing to do manually.
Developer at heart.
Yeah, exactly. So, and they gave me an opportunity to learn Yoma generators, TypeScript, and all that kind of stuff more. But in the it was all about making my life easier, creating these proof of concepts I did for clients to show how tabs worked, how they could put their data into Teams, take advantage of that. And then we had a couple of months ago a discussion with the extensibility team at the Microsoft Teams team. And we essentially said, okay, let's see if we can move my pet project into something that's endorsed by Microsoft. It's by no means supported by them, but at least endorsed.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's give some more guidance to customers and provide them a way to have that same extensibility and, like you said, some of the plumbing to make those things work. So what does the generator let people, what kind of projects can they generate?
Yeah, exactly. So it asks you a couple of questions. What do you want to build? And we have that five different extensibility points. You can add bots to it, so it will scaffold out everything you need to build a bot and connect that to bot framework and have it in your Teams. You can create tabs, which are like a canvas where you can do essentially whatever you want in there. You can create classical Office 365 connectors, and we have compose extensions, and then we have the weird thing they call custom bots as well. I never used it in real life, but you can do stuff with it.
but it's there. Yeah. So really that's helping kind of drive into some other services. I think one of the interesting things about working in SharePoint for a long time, or Office 365, is we start to adopt other things. So for a long time, we've had things like Azure Active Directory for identity and driving in on that. So every Office 365 subscriber is an Azure subscriber, whether they know it or not, and they've done that. Yep. So as you start to build out into some of these things, do you end up, I'd imagine you end up consuming some other services. So you mentioned bot frameworks, but you probably need some language processing. So you might use Lewis or cognitive services and really continue to get out into kind of passage life along with the delivery of those.
Absolutely, and that's the part of this. Is what I usually talk about is the typical extension you could do is integrate with CRM, for instance. You want your CRM data there into a tab, and then you need to do authentication with Active Directories. You can access those services in the backend. You might want to have a bot that might tell you there's a new opportunity or a new client or someone you need to contact. So those are the kind of things I think can put real value into Teams as well. And yeah, there are some issues with authentication right now. It's quite complex setting that up. But I spoke to the team this week as well, and they have some really nice ideas of making this much more seamless for us going forward. So I have big hopes for that. But in essence, I think what they said during the keynote is very important in this. Teams will eventually replace Skype, not now. People don't have to be scared. It will happen over time, but it's a hero experience for the intelligent communication. That's part of it. Before the meeting, you might use a tab or something like that and discuss it. During the meeting, it might be even a bot that transcribes stuff for you or pick up tasks that you need to do. And even after the meeting, there might be other activities happening. And you can plug yourself into this whole new intelligent communication.
Awesome. Yeah, we were talking a little bit about that earlier about, you know, even from some of those keynotes, the guidance of you might be scared of this and you might not be using it today, but just try it because you're going to have to do it at some point if you're in this ecosystem. So get on board now and take the time to understand what's going to go into it, what extensibility points you're going to require, and really where you're going to have to invest to drive those things forward. Me personally, a little more operationally focused. You're a great developer and you've come and you've built this thing. And so now we have this functionality. What's the deployment story and what does that look like to control these things, push them out, make sure they land in the right context? So I've got a modern group that's driving that and it's got to get in there, right? Yeah. So what does that look like?
Yeah, very good point. So first of all, essentially everything you do with extensibility in Teams has to be hosted somewhere. And yeah, I prefer Azure. You can host it whatever you want on your own servers that are publicly available. And it has to be hosted somewhere. As I said, Azure websites is a typical example. You can do continuous integration using Git or whatever to get it out there. But then you need to, if you publish one app, today you can sideload an app when you do development and that kind of stuff. But most companies, if they are really looking into security, most likely have turned off all external apps. But if you take a look at all the privacy and terms of use for these bots that are there today, some are actually reselling your data or allowed to do that kind of stuff. So for, at Avanade, for instance, we have blocked all of that because we don't want our data to exit our premises. But they announced earlier this week as well that they will have, first of all, a store for this where you can buy stuff, but also you will be able to have a corporate store. So we can upload our corporate and have full control of our applications within our organization.
Similar to SharePoint where we have an app catalog and we can internalize and push that out.
Yeah.
And is the deployment story going to be tenant-wide deployments? Do you get controls around targeting maybe certain teams and really certain Office 365 groups in the background to go ahead and push that stuff out?
What they talked about so far is only a tenant-wide deployment. That's the only thing they have shown publicly here.
With the roadmap here, yeah.
So let's stay there. What you can do today is sideload, of course, but when you turn off all these bots, and then, of course, you turn off the sideloading.
Awesome. Did they announce any dates around when that store would be available?
No, they didn't.
It's all just kind of...
Yeah. It's coming.
Right
they're working
now.
On it. That's one of the feedback that we as Avanade has given them as well. If we turn all apps off, there's no possibility for us to control our apps unless we publish it to the public store. But we don't want to publish our CRM system to the public store, right?
Yeah. Does that story look the same across those kind of segmented workloads? So is deploying a bot different than deploying a tab or deploying a connector?
That story isn't really good yet. So for bots, you have to deploy them into the bot framework portal. And of course, you don't have to publish them to the public gallery there, but you still have to create them there. Connectors has to be created in the connector portal. So it's not a full good story yet on that topic.
More to come.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, they're thinking about it.
Yeah.
So being that you've been at Ignite all week, why don't we close out with what's your kind of favorite takeaway, or what's the biggest thing that you know you're going to walk away from this conference with?
This conference has been a little bit different for me. I've been meeting with a lot of clients here, scheduled meetings with them from all over the world, and seeing that clients essentially have the same problems with 365, or the same issues, or raise the same issues, which is evergreen. There's so much stuff Microsoft is telling us coming out now. How do you control that? How do you manage that? And what's the security level on all these new features? When they preview, when are they arriving? That kind of maintenance, and that's a full-time job for most companies to because everything doesn't come in the message center. Something are announced on Twitter, or something are announced through the Microsoft sub or whatever.
Yeah, you're really, I think you're starting to see this duality collide between enterprise and small businesses, and what are the segments we target? We're trying to put everybody in the same shoebox, and sometimes it doesn't fit.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Very cool. Well, thanks for taking the time to chat
with us.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it, and maybe we can do another one of these in the future.
Absolutely.
Great, thanks.
Thanks.